It's a week since we woke up to the news of the hack that's forced the HSE to shut down its computers, with a huge hit to patient care. The cyber gang has provided a decryption tool and is threatening to publish HSE data from Monday if their ransom demand is not met. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly joins us on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Anya.
The decryption tool, when will you know how reliable it is? When will it be able to make a difference to getting HSE computers back up and running?
Work is ongoing at the moment with the security contractors. What they're doing is they're testing the validity of the key. The initial results are positive, but obviously it's a detailed technical piece of work. And we need to be absolutely sure that this will help restore the health systems rather than potentially cause further harm. So work is ongoing on that at the moment. But I think it's important to say that in parallel to that, the other work continues and there's good progress being made. So as of late last night, some of the most important systems in some of the voluntary hospitals are back online, just locally for those hospitals. This would include NIMIS, which is the imaging software. This is radiology, very, very important. Local labs, very important, and then patient administration systems as well. So there is work going on the decryption key, but the work that was going on in the background continues to get these services back up online for
right.
our patients.
We'll talk a little bit about the services in just a moment, but just to focus on this cyber attack for the moment. The fact that a decryption key has been provided, I know the government has insisted no ransoms being paid, but people are wondering, you know, indirectly, even through third parties, because it's not usual that hackers would offer you the decryption tool out of the goodness of their hearts unless something was in it for them.
Yeah, and I can understand why that speculation would be there. I can tell you, Anya, and to your listeners, categorically, that no ransom has been paid by this government directly, indirectly, through any third party or in any other way, nor will any such ransom be paid.
So why did they give you the decryption tool yesterday?
It's unclear. It came as a surprise. We became aware yesterday afternoon that the key was being made available on a site which is linked to this criminal gang. Our technical group obviously then obtained that key and are currently testing it. And as I said, the initial responses are positive. Certainly, the latest briefing that I've had. As to why, there could be any number of reasons. It's probably not useful for me to speculate. But I think the main thing that people will want to hear and be absolutely assured on is that no ransom was paid, directly or indirectly, nor will any such ransom be paid.
The threat to dump HSE data on Monday, private data, confidential data, how worried are you about that threat? The HSE has gone to court to get what you've called a super injunction, but that's hardly likely to deter this gang based in Russia or wherever they are.
We're taking the threat very seriously. There obviously have been redacted pieces of information put up and made available, put up on the dark web to this point. Because it's an ongoing criminal investigation, we can't confirm whether the records are genuine. However, as people will be aware, it is entirely possible, and this sort of approach is quite standard procedure in these kind of attacks. The position for anybody, because I know some people really are worried, if anyone were to be contacted about their personal information, is to contact the Gardaí. There's a confidential helpline. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's 1-800-666-111. But as to Monday, we are certainly taking it very, very seriously, the fact that there could well be a data dump. Now, as you've said, the HSE went to court and got a very, very positive and strong result from the judge who himself described this cyber attack as heinous and cowardly. So the position right now with the court order is that anyone in possession of this information is obliged to hand it over, to not disclose it and not trade it. Now, as you quite rightly say, Anya, I don't imagine that a criminal gang capable of doing what they did to our healthcare system and to patients in our country are going to be too worried about a court order. However, it is relevant and very applicable to people here who may seek to share that information themselves, potentially just out of interest or for their own reasons themselves.
Well, let me give you an example why somebody might want to ring that 1-800-666-111 hotline. for instance, my daughter got a phone message. Again, these are the messages running around WhatsApp about a call from a Dublin number pretending to be the HSE with details, contact, date of birth and offering to refund her bank if she would provide her bank details because she'd been overcharged. Is that the kind of thing, scam, you're worried about?
It could happen. Now, we should be very clear, though. I was sent several such pieces myself. And as we know, unfortunately, for reasons best known to themselves, some people think these things are funny. And the world of social media that we live in means that these urban myths get to travel very quickly, very widely. So what I would say for anyone who is seeing these things being passed around is broadly to ignore them. But to say if a person themselves is contacted, if a person is contacted and people do appear to have information they shouldn't have, what they need to do is call the guards.
Okay.
And certainly to your question, are we taking this seriously? We are taking it absolutely seriously. The protection of patient information is a very serious priority, and it's one of the reasons why we went to the High Court to seek that injunction as one of the things that can help.
One of the big impacts throughout this past 7 days has been in particular on radiotherapy and cancer services. You spoke about improvements. Where are we with that?
There has been good progress made in the voluntary hospitals on a few of the systems that I mentioned, NIMIS, the imaging software, the patient admin and local labs. But radiation oncology still remains a problem. There are some machines up and running. But it's not at the level that we want, and I can assure you it is an absolute priority for the HSE. They have teams working on this literally around the clock to get these systems back up and running as quickly as possible.
HSE staff were paid yesterday, weren't they? But there are other payments and allowances that come through the HSE. Will they be paid as they fall due?
They should be paid, yes. So there was a contingency put in place for payroll yesterday, and that worked. And certainly it is the HSE's intention that all such payments to staff will be made.
Conor Lally spoke earlier about the rebuild that's going on underway in the HSE computer systems now as you try to bring everything back online. There's always been this argument about the underfunding of the HSE IT systems, the argument that's been going on this week that even with increased funding, we haven't been spending enough on cybersecurity. When you're rebuilding these computer systems, are you able to build back better so this isn't going to happen again?
Yes, in both the short term and the medium term. The piece of work that's being done to go through all of the systems, all of the endpoint devices, all of the patient systems, makes the systems themselves stronger and more robust. So that's the first thing that's happening, and that's part of the process that's going on at the moment. The second thing is there's been a very, very substantial increase in IT funding to the HSE. So just to give you a sense, 2 years ago the budget was 130 million. This year it's 203 million. And this year, I sanctioned an additional number of staff for ICT in the HSE, which almost doubles the IT staff. So last year, there were about 400, and I sanctioned an additional 358. So that's to do with the medium term. There's been a very, very big increase in funding. And obviously, cybersecurity runs right through all of the work that the HSE do, including all of the systems that they build.
The vaccine rollout, the portal was down for a while yesterday. Is that sorted?
I believe it is, yeah. The vaccine system, the vaccine program is going very well. So today it is open to those age 47 and tomorrow moves to 46. Thankfully, the vaccine program was not affected. There have been some delays in getting in some of the information to be able to provide aggregate data, but the actual vaccination process itself is working. It's really working at full speed. We had a record week last week. We had a record day, over 50,000 in one day. And we're getting very, very positive feedback right around the country from people who are going into the vaccination centres. And obviously the GPs are still doing a fantastic job as well.
On travel, the government's going to be outlining your plans on travel next week. The EU has agreed a digital green cert. But I just was struck by one thing, Willie Walsh, the former chief executive of Aer Lingus and British Airways. owner International Airlines Group said to the Oireachtas Committee yesterday. The idea that Ireland is forcing vaccinated people from the United States into hotel quarantine at a cost of €1,800 for 12 days is, according to Willie Walsh, a scandal that should be stopped straight away. Will you be able to stop what he calls a scandal like that next week when you announce your travel plans?
Fully vaccinated people from the US don't go into hotel quarantine, so I'm not entirely sure what Willie Walsh is referring to. But there will be a comprehensive statement on international travel next week, and I think it will. The details are still being finalised, but I think it will be well received. Essentially, part of it, of course, is Ireland participating in the Digital Green Certificate. And what this will allow is fully vaccinated people travel right across the EU.
But we won't be able to do that on the 1st of July. We're talking about a timeline of late July, is that right?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The finalised date for Ireland is being worked on and will be announced next week. But it is our intention to fully participate.
From the get-go, when it gets going at the start of July, yes?
Well, as early as possible. I don't want to preempt an announcement for next week. I think that decision still has to be taken by Cabinet, but certainly the government's view is we need to participate in this as early as possible. And when it's in place, it will mean that people who are fully vaccinated essentially have unimpeded travel right across the European Union and then further afield. I know Ursula von der Leyen, for example, has signalled that they'd very much like the United States and other countries to be involved in this as well.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.